from the Lakeside Newsroom of the Henrico Citizen, your hometown news source since 2001. This is the Henrico News Minute with publisher Tom Lapis.
Some Henrico parks and schools soon will get greener. We'll tell you why that is coming up on today's Henrico News Minute. It's Wednesday, May 10th, 2023, and it's brought to you today by Henrico County.
And now for the news.
A new partnership announced yesterday between Henrico County, its public school system, and local nonprofit Capital Trees will help some schools and parks in the county become greener. Three groups are launching a pilot reforestation program as a way to improve tree canopies and restore green space at four Henrico sites, Deep Run Park, Cheswick Park, and two as yet undetermined schools in eastern Henrico. It'll all begin this fall with the ultimate goal of expanding the efforts to all parks and schools countywide. County officials announced the plans during a press conference yesterday at Deep Run Park, which is currently undergoing some enhancement efforts. Cheswick Park also is in the midst of an improvement project, which made both parks ripe for this type of effort, said 3CHOP District Supervisor Tommy Brannon. The initiative is the first action to result from the Henrico Environmental Action Resource Team, or HART, which is a think tank of county agency officials created last fall that's designed to weigh possible environmental efforts countywide. Henrico will spend $50,000 to hire Capital Trees to provide guidance and advice about which trees to purchase, where to plant them, and how to best maintain them. The local organization also will help the county apply for grant funding and coordinate an annual volunteer event. Henrico officials will operate the program and pay for its costs, which were not announced. You can read more about this partnership and effort right now on our website, henricocitizen.com. Your chance to weigh in on some transportation projects comes next Tuesday, May 16th, when Henrico Department of Public Works officials will hold a public information meeting about projects to improve safety and mobility on Hilliard Road in Lakeside, as well as the construction of the southern portion of the Fall Line Trail, which will run through Lakeside. The meeting will take place from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at Lewis Ginter Botanical Garden, 1800 Lakeside Avenue. You'll be able to review plans and schematics and ask questions as well as comment on the projects. Well, absentee in-person voting for the June 20th primary elections has begun at Henrico's voter registration and elections offices. County voters can cast ballots at the Henrico Government Center and the Eastern Henrico Government Center from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, now through June 16th. The offices also will be open for in-person voting on the two Saturdays prior to the election, June 10th and 17th, and an additional voting location will open at Verina Area Library June 12th through 17th. You can also deposit your completed absentee ballots at five drop boxes located throughout the county. Those drop boxes are located at the Administration Annex Building at the Henrico Government Center at 4305 East Parham Road, the Eastern Government Center at 3829 Mile Road, the Deep Run Recreation Center at 9900 Ridgefield Parkway, the Tuckahoe Area Library, 1901 Starling Drive, and the Dory Park Recreation Center, 2999 Darbytown Road. A new way to cool off coming to Eastern Henrico, the Dory Splash Park will open on Saturday, May 20th, adjacent to the barn at Dory Park in Verina. There will be a grand opening celebration from 10 a.m. to noon that day. In addition to the spray park, attendees can enjoy water games, inflatables, music, and concessions. The event is free and open to the public. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin and First Lady Suzanne Youngkin and state and local officials recognized yesterday as National Fentanyl Awareness Day in Virginia. Youngkin signed a sweeping executive order designed to fight fentanyl and the opioid crisis. Statewide, a number of events also were held to call attention to the issue. One of those events took place right here in Henrico, a listening session at the Shady Grove YMCA with Virginia Moms Against Fentanyl. Youngkin and his wife heard group members share personal stories about the dangers of the drug and opioids. They were joined by Health and Human Resources Secretary John Littell and State Senator Siobhan Donovan. Youngkin's executive order directs the launch of a new comprehensive fentanyl fighting strategy across public safety, prevention, education, and treatment. It includes structural changes to better position Virginia's government to fight the epidemic. You can read more about this effort right now on our website, henricocitizen.com. And we're proud to announce the Henrico Citizen recently earned 8 awards for news coverage from 2 separate organizations. At the Virginia Press Association's annual conference Saturday at the Hilton Short Pump, we were excited to win a 2nd place award for government writing. That's for a package of articles that I wrote. And a 1st place award for sports news photography from our freelance photographer Dave Pearson. And Friday in Fredericksburg during the Virginia Professional Communicators Spring Conference, our managing editor Patty Krzyzewski won 6 awards, including 2 first place entries that advanced to the National Federation of Press Women competition. You can read about each of these awards right now on our website, henricocitizen.com. Today's Henrico News Minute has been brought to you by Henrico County. Henrico County is now hiring. You can visit henrico.us/jobs to view a complete list of all opportunities, full and part-time, that are currently available. To learn more about Henrico's commitment to its employees and the Henrico way, and find out why employees like Henrico Police Logistics Asset Manager Kristen Gaines say, quote, "Henrico feels like my home. It really is my family. I can't imagine doing anything else." That's henrico.us/jobs.